You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 22, Session 1, Jesus Healed 10 Men. Karen, what is this one about?
Well, as the title would imply, Jesus healed 10 men. And he healed 10 men of their skin disease, and he also healed one of his sin.
Yeah, so this is the account where they have those 10 men. Jesus heals them. 9 just go away. They're happy that they're healed of their condition, but one man returns in gratitude, thanks Jesus, and Jesus tells him, hey, you're saved, basically. So his sin was forgiven as well. The implication is the other 9 were not.
Yeah.
So that's the passage that we're looking at this week. So our next question, as always, is, well, before we get to that, this is a new unit, isn't it?
New unit, yeah, new unit. So we've got new key passage, a new big picture question to cover. So I just like to talk you guys through this so you can see where we're coming from and why we chose these. So first of all, for our key passage, we went with Isaiah 53:4-5, which the preschool version of that we are using with a little bit of edit says, yet he himself bore our sicknesses, punishment for our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds. And again, that is a pretty long key passage, pretty involved key passage, but we feel like it's super important. And honestly, we couldn't even think of a more appropriate passage that captures like both the physical healing that Jesus brought in these in this unit and also the spiritual healing that he brings. I just felt like that was such a good picture of it. And I will tell you, the songs are super catchy. I really think it's going to be easy for preschoolers to learn it.
Yeah, and this is a 4-week session. We try to choose passages to fit the length, to fit the number of sessions as well.
True, yeah.
And so when we have those 3, we try to keep a shorter passage. And when they're 4 or 5, we can stretch that a little bit. But our big thing is we want to have a passage that makes sense.
Yes.
So rather than a short passage that doesn't fit the context, we'd rather have one that might be a little bit of a challenge, but it fits better. This one, though, you can kind of break that down into phrases. Mm-hmm. Yet he himself bore our sicknesses. Focus that the first session, the first week. Punishment for our peace was on him the 2nd week, and then we are healed by his wounds the 3rd.
Yeah.
So you have a fighting chance to break it down to the segments as well.
Yeah, and just to kind of give you a little peek behind the door, when we were first choosing this key passage, and my proposal was to go with, yet he himself bore sicknesses and we are healed by his wounds. But I thought Brian made a good comment, pushed back and said, we need to include a part like the punishment that does focus on like what Jesus did on the cross, because just the healed by his wounds doesn't fully convey that to kids. So we wanted to
include
that.
Every once in a while, I have a good idea.
And also another thing I think that makes this a helpful key passage is that it's another Old Testament prophecy that we see fulfilled in the New Testament. So that helps us reinforce, you know, the meta narrative of the Bible that's so important to us.
Yeah. So just before we go on to the big picture question, just affirm once again, remember these key passages are yours to take and use as you see
so
fit.
So true, yeah.
And so that's why, I mean, we give you 4 different translations, but if there's another one you prefer, that's why we give you a blank poster to do those. Mm-hmm. Feel free, though, edit it down. If you disagree with my thinking that the punishment was important, then just lop that off. What we're after here is not necessarily a kid learning verbatim scripture. We want them to learn the beauty behind it. And so that's the objective. If you think there's a different passage that is more important, substitute. Remember, this is a guide. This curriculum is a guide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, and we hear from churches, it's funny, we'll hear one day, hey, your passages are way too long. And then the next day we'll hear from somebody saying, can you give us a weekly passage to memorize?
Yeah, yeah.
So we try to split that difference as well.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. And two, we really try to think how we want it to fit the unit. So that's something else we're thinking about too. So yeah, if you feel like you have a verse that you think fits better, go for it. Yeah. Okay, so new big picture question. And again, focusing on preschool. So the preschool version is, why did God create people? And our answer is, God created people to love him and give him glory. So again, thought this was a great fitting big picture question here, because we want to help children understand that God cares about people, that people are made in his image and created for his glory. And so, you know, this unit is about Jesus as a healer. So just shows his value of people, that not only, you know, he did care about their physical healing and met that need, even though he came ultimately for their you know, spiritual healing. So, yeah. And especially, I think we have such a great opportunity in session four to really hit this home. The story is Jesus healed a man who was blind. And, you know, Jesus just really spells out that the man was created, was born blind in order to bring God yep. glory later on in his healing. So, yeah.
All right, so let's shift gears. Let's talk about any needed areas of caution or any extra prep time. I think this podcast episode may be a little bit longer because I think there's some things we have to unpack here in addition yeah. to what we just talked about. So, Karen, what's something that you think we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think that something that always kind of concerns me is when we're dealing with healing is just helping kids understand that, you know, God doesn't always heal miraculously. He often uses, you know, doctors and medicine, and healing sometimes takes time. But we know that sometimes, too, ultimate healing comes when a person goes to be with him, you know, when they pass away. And yeah, so I feel like there's just a tension there with kids. Yep. You know, you don't want to create this expectation that there's always going to be miraculous healing, which the Lord totally can do that, and He does still do that. But, you know, just don't want to be confusing, want to own that it doesn't always happen like yeah. these miraculous stories.
That is an important word of caution, especially if you know you have any kids in your group who either themselves yeah. have some kind of illness.
Or family members, yeah.
Or a family member. We don't want to give that wrong impression that when they come and hear this, that, oh, my family member or I will be healed of this disease or illness.
Yeah.
Because that's what God has promised. He has not promised that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really important word of caution. I would also dovetail on that and say we need to be careful here of how we connect physical healing to spiritual healing. Even that term that we have used, it's a good term. The scriptures talk about spiritual healing and cleansing. But we know it's more than that. That can kind of connote that we're just a little bit sick because of sin mm-hmm. and we need to be healed. But the Bible says we're dead in sin. Mm-hmm. And so we need life. And so there is a tension here when we think about our phrasing. And again, the Bible uses these phrasings, so we're mm-hmm. not incorrect. But we just want to be careful and where you land on that spectrum of how does sin impact the unbeliever, to what degree. There's a little bit of difference of opinion on that, and that's fine. Just kind of think through as you're using your words. Try to be careful. It's hard to be careful with words at times, mm-hmm. especially in the heat of the moment when you're teaching and so forth, interacting. But it's something you might want to pray about and think about ahead of time about how you connect those two, spiritual and physical healing. So another thing I think we need to be careful about is that this session begins a run of four sessions on dealing with different healings, that Jesus healed people. And it might seem repetitive as leaders are prepping for these. It might have that feeling of, okay, we're talking about another healing, yet another healing. Well, first of all, we do this when we get to the Gospels, ironically, to perhaps, mm-hmm. we build the Gospel Project on this idea, this concept, really important concept of chronology. But we get away from it to a degree when we get to the Gospels, when we get to Jesus' story, because we believe it's so hard to follow chronology through his life. It would just be harder for kids to grasp that story. And the gospel writers also did not mm-hmm. follow strict chronology. They understood it's better to kind of unpack this around some themes.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of follow suit and we put together units based on this one, his healings. Mm-hmm. One will do his teachings, will do his other miracles, because we think it's easier for kids to understand and see. So that's why we do it this way. Also, I think if you look, there are differences in how he healed here. So it's not this repetitive of, oh, he healed this illness. Oh, he healed the same illness next week. It's different things. We're seeing blindness. We're seeing inability to walk. We're seeing disease. We're seeing he healed in different ways. So there's variance here, but also don't miss it. If it feels redundant, that's good, because what we want kids to see is this is not a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. It's not one, you know, one miracle we found on healing and putting out of proportion. Jesus healed a lot. And Karen, as you talked about before, it really reveals his heart. It mm-hmm. reveals that Jesus came primarily, yes, for salvation from sin, but also he came because he loves people, he cares, and he wanted to help them in this really practical way. So the quantity, that feeling of repetition, actually is a good thing as our kids are learning this.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, and jumping off on that idea of Jesus caring about people and getting into more specifics of the leader guides and the preschool leader guide, one of the activities that we have this week is making a people collage. And again, I just always want to encourage you, when you see these opportunities to get people of different ethnicities in front of your kids, to take them. Sadly, in most of our churches, a lot of the people look the same. So a small way that you can fight against that is to work to show all different kind of ethnicities when you have the chance, like in this art project. And so definitely pull, pictures. I know our church uses like National Geographics a lot.
But you got to be careful with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Age appropriateness. Yeah, for sure. And content. Probably don't read them. Look at the pictures. I don't know. Again, I don't look at those all the time. But anyway, as I was saying, but it also reinforces that the gospel is for all people. And so, you want to reinforce that as much as you can. Oh, another fun activity is the bath bombs activity. I think this was such a great idea submitted by our writer. And it is a little bit more involved, like literal bath bombs, like you would drop in a bath. But I just want to encourage you to not be afraid of these activities that are a little more involved. I mean, it's going to get messy, but the kids are going to have so much fun. They're going to make memories at church. Remember, you want those happy memories formed in childhood that they'll associate with God and Jesus and the Bible for a lifetime. And two, it's just a fun activity. So, yeah, don't be afraid of it. Another thing is playing out visiting a doctor's office. I just wanted to add a little tip. I know sometimes it's hard to get resources. A great way to get activity or get supplies to play out visiting a doctor's office is to just ask people in your congregation who are in the medical field if they have some extras they can share. I remember at my old church, one of my nurse friends really gave me some great props to use for when we had these healing sessions. Just extra tongue depressors and bandages and things like that. So definitely use your resources before you go out and spend much money. Try to get stuff donated. Another thing, Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide. They're going to be using dry erase markers quite a bit in this session, and probably throughout this unit. So, definitely try to cover up the clothes. Maybe suggest that parents don't send their kids in their best clothes these weeks. So just keep an eye out for that, because those can get messy.
Sounds good. All right, let's move on to what we are excited about God potentially doing in this session and through this session. I'll start with that one. I'm excited. This session gives us this great picture of this one person who returns grateful to Jesus. He's thankful for what Jesus had done. And I think this really helps us lift up what we want our kids to understand, that the gospel, when we understand it, when it gets into us, one of the natural responses ought to be gratitude. We ought to be grateful for not only what Jesus has done, but also who he is. We got to be careful. We don't want to make it utilitarian where, hey, I'm just glad because God gives me things. We also want to understand, no, I'm grateful for God, period, for who he is. I want to love him for who he is. So this session really helps us understand, or help our kids understand, in the heart, what a gospel-changed heart looks like. It's one of gratitude. That's what should prompt us, by and large, to live for Christ. It's not this desire to live for Christ to please him, because we already have pleased him in Christ. We live with the sense of gratitude, joy, awe of who God is, what he's done. And so this is a great session to kind of get to the heart change that goes about because of an encounter with Jesus.
Yeah. Something else that I'm excited about is just how Jesus is never afraid to enter in with the lowly. These men being lepers, they would have been outcasts in society, and yet he sees them and he values them and he takes time to heal their physical ailment. But then, too, I'm also excited about kids learning that, the spiritual healing or giving life, as Brian pointed out earlier, is just so far outweighs the physical healing that he brought, that was not as visible. Something else, though, I think is really cool is for this unit, we're going to be emphasizing Amy Carmichael in our missions emphasis. And I really just love when kids learn about historical missionaries, and even more so when they're women. And so I'm just really excited for little girls to hear about Amy. And I've recently been rereading A Chance to Die, which is her biography written by Elizabeth Elliot. It's fantastic, a real faith builder. So maybe check it out if you haven't read it.
It's a good tip. All right, Karen, let's wrap it up there then. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.